Chapter 4. The Overlord Commanders. The immediate appointment of General Eisenhower to command of Overlord Operation has been decided on. Roosevelt to Stalin, December 1943. The War Cabinet desired that Montgomery should command the first expeditionary group of armies. Eisenhower should have chosen Alexander, but I feel the Cabinet are right, as Montgomery is a public hero and will give confidence among our people, not unshared by yours. Churchill to Roosevelt, December 1943. From the time of the Quadrant Conference in Quebec in August 1943, it was assumed in both London and Washington to be only a matter of time before General Marshall was named Supreme Allied Commander for Overlord. Marshall had long desired a more active role in the war and was anxious to end his long military career with a field command. There were sound political reasons as well. Washington considered the British still lukewarm toward Overlord, and it was thought the appointment of an American as Supreme Commander would help guarantee that Churchill and the British Chiefs of Staff did not waver in their commitment. Although Churchill had strongly resisted Marshall's proposal for a cross-channel invasion in 1943, he nevertheless had great admiration for what he felt were Marshall's rare qualities, even if, as his private secretary has remarked, he judged him more remarkable for his statesmanship than for his gifts as a military strategist. Prior to Quebec, Stimson had urged Roosevelt that Marshall's selection would be the best possible guarantee of Overlord going ahead without further British delaying tactics, and Roosevelt is believed to have told Churchill at Quebec that he would name Marshall as Supreme Commander. Marshall himself believed he was to be selected and had begun to think seriously about forming his new staff. Despite the support of Stimson and Hopkins, a number of other influential men in Washington were disturbed at the prospect of Marshall leaving.